sweat the technique.
You're locked in with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
A lot of SunChip loyalists. Some people say SunChip sucks. Some people say SunChips are the only thing, like SunChips you get when it's the only thing that people are handing out on a plane. And then other people like Adrian, SunChips are great. Good. Branham is on crack.
Yeah.
Respectfully.
Respectfully, you're on crack.
You're respectfully on crack.
I love that line so much.
Can I say
insult
I don't
somebody respectfully?
I don't know if I could take the food take seriously of a man who still cuts off the crust of his pizza.
I don't cut off the crust of my pizza.
Okay, well, you refuse to eat it.
You don't eat
I don't
it.
Refuse to eat it. I rather not eat it. If I have an unlimited amount of pizza to eat, let's say I have
okay,
a whole pizza to myself.
Would you eat the crust?
If it's a really good crust from like a bougie pizza place, if it's stuffed, I'll eat a stuffed crust.
Okay, that's fair.
Or if I'm limited to my amount of pizza slices.
What if you
like,
get
let's say
you're
sharing. Yeah, dipping sauce is good.
Yeah.
Or if even if it's like ranch, like I'm not.
Or you got
anti
some. You got the marinara
crust.
For the crust.
That's good too.
Yeah.
I like a good marinara. I'm saying if I had a full slice of pizza, like not a slice. If I had a full pizza to myself,
I see.
I'm not going to waste my hungriness. I'm not going to say calories. I don't count calories. You don't get a body like this counting calories.
I hate to break it to you, but if I got the full za, it's all going away.
Really?
Yeah.
Goodness, you can throw it down.
Yeah.
I can't eat an entire pizza to myself. So if I have like, and again, you know, being on like, you know, having food delivered to a bus after a game, sometimes we get a full pizza. Mm-hmm. I'm going to eat the middle of the pizza. I'm not going to eat the crust. I'm going to eat 3-4 slices
of
pizza.
You each get a full pizza?
Sometimes.
Dang, that's great.
What size of pizza are we talking about?
Large.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, they overfeed us.
Yeah, let's say that seems like a waste.
I never finish anything I get. I don't finish.
I mean, the athletes, sure, but
they do. Yeah, that's why it's like
yeah.
Shrinkflation is the word you're looking for,
yep.
Brian.
Yep, yep, that's it.
That's a funny word.
It is.
Shrink. A lot of people
what
text
is shrinkflation?
It in shrinkflation.
Wrong answers only.
Yeah. Let's not do that.
You sure?
Tony 22 said missed part of that last segment where Funyuns listed. Definitely my top three. I had Funyuns, what, sixth?
You had him on your list.
Yeah,
y'all
you
didn't
had
like
him in your top 10.
Somebody
said what number?
Ruffles. I think I had them 6 or 7. Ruffles All Dressed Munchies. I've never
what
had
is all
those.
Dressed.
I think they have like these exotic flavors.
Oh, they certainly do.
Like heavy
especially
flavors.
Especially like if you look at some of the chips the markets overseas get. The flavors get
well,
out of
control. Don't they also have a contest every year for you to kind of...
Lay's did. I don't know if Ruffles did.
One
Lay's
of the chip companies,
did.
And they said they'll produce them if you like. And
yeah, like Lay's has made like biscuits and gravies.
Yeah, there's a contest to create the next great flavor in chips with some of these companies.
This guy said Miss Vicky's Spicy Pickle. I've never had that. That sounds delicious.
Spicy pickle?
I'm going to have to try that. I do like a little pica on my chips. This guy says my list sucks. Have a good day. this guy says... They chili cheese Fritos. I like chili cheese Fritos. Not in my top 10, but certainly
those
my
are good.
50
yeah.
that are better than yep. Sun Chips.
B-Mac, were we talking about pickles last week, late in the show, late in the week?
Oh, you know what we did? No, it was a part of a Why the Face Wednesday, I think a week or two ago, where that guy tried to put his entire head in the pickle
jar. Oh, right,
jar.
Right, right.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Something triggered it, and when I was at the grocery store the other day, then I remembered how great the the sweet pickle chips are. Got a jar of those. Whew, they're good.
Yeah.
The sweet pickle chips with a little spice.
I don't like
sweet
pickle.
The sweet and spicy pickle chips. Oh, they're good.
I've stayed away from that because I don't like sweet pickle, but I probably should try it because the chip never tastes like the actual food.
On a salad, on a sandwich. And I don't really like pickles on a sandwich. I like them on the side.
You like pickles on a salad?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I've never done that.
Yeah,
that
adds a little
like
flavor
to
it. Yep. The sweet and spices. Oh, yeah.
This guy says we need to try wrap chips. Little baby all in
wrap,
flavor.
Wrap are very popular chips. RAPP.
I've seen them at HEB. I haven't
yeah,
had
them. Very popular chip.
I don't think I've tried it.
Migos had a chip. I believe Biggie had a chip too.
I'll have to try. He says the all in flavor is the best. I'll try
Biggie,
that
Biggie,
out.
Biggie. Can't you see?
Yeah.
Sometimes your chips.
This guy says, I prefer thin crust. That way the toppings go all the way to the edge. That was Blaine. I like thin crust too. It kind of depends on where I'm eating it from, though. This guy says spicy Funyuns. I don't like the spicy Funyuns. I like the spicy Cheetos.
If I find a great deep dish, whew, that's all world.
I didn't think I was going to like deep dish, but I loved it.
It's awesome.
You are sleeping on barbecue Pringles. I could take or leave Pringles. Pringles are just slightly above Sun Chips for me. Slightly. Slightly.
The flavors, if this is the best way I can sum it up for me, the flavoring can be really good on the Pringles, but the chip itself is like it's freeze-dried. The chip itself is lacking. The flavors are good.
Do chicharrones count as chips? If so, put them on the list. We decided yesterday they don't.
Did you put pork rinds on your list?
I've used chicharrones as chips. There's some Tex-Mex places around here that will give you chicharrones to dip your guacamole in. Man, it's really good.
You doing keto?
No, it was just part of the dish.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was just the way they served it.
Doritos are developing mayonnaise-based flavored chips. I hate mayo, but I want to try them. I will not be caught dead eating that.
Mayo-based
chips?
What would that eat?
No, thank you.
I'm not a big mayo guy. Like, I can deal with a little bit of mayo.
Yet you went all in on Will Levis.
Well, Will Levis was the second best rookie quarterback in the NFL. I was right on Will Levis. I was wrong on C.J. Stroud. That's where I was wrong. How about, you say it, what is it, Buggles or Bugles? How do you pronounce it? You cannot pronounce the Bugles?
Yeah, it's
they
Bugles.
Suck.
Does that count as a chip?
I think it does.
I think it does. I loved them as a kid, but I think as your taste buds change, you realize they're pretty mid.
I'll take nacho cheddar Bugles over Sun Chips any day.
Yeah. What about those Gardettos? The Gardettos?
Those aren't chips. Those aren't chips. A trail mix.
Yeah, it's a trail mix.
Those are very good.
They're really good because the spice in them are really good.
Southern style barbecue. Have you had any of those?
No.
I haven't had that.
Is that a Lay's?
Yeah.
No,
H-E-B scooped jalapeno pimento cheese. That sounds delicious.
I would try it.
Yeah, plantain chips.
Anything with jalapenos, you're in.
Plantain chips don't count, right?
No.
No.
This guy says Papacito chips. It's a good call.
Papacitos are they're not your normal average chip. The Papacito's chips are good.
Yeah. This guy's second Miss Vicky spicy pickle. I'm going to have to find those. Where can you find Miss Vicky's spicy pickle?
I know you can find Miss Vicky's at most stores.
Yeah, you can find the Miss Vicky's. I don't know if you can find that specific flavor.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look.
Just like the Zaps.
Wheatstraw says Takis with queso cheese on the side.
We talked yesterday. I'm not a Takis guy.
I'm not a Taki guy either. Do you actually like Bugles, or do you like putting them on your fingers?
Yes, again, as I was what kid hasn't put Bugles on their fingers?
True.
Yeah.
Fact.
Best chips with a ham sandwich. Are you doing it on the side, or are you putting them on the sandwich?
Well, that's a key difference.
Yeah, it is, because I used to put chips on my sandwiches, but...
If I'm putting in the sandwich, I'd rather it be like an original flavor, if it's on the side, you know, flavored. But either way, I'm going Ruffles. That's my first choice. Like, if it's on the sandwich, original Ruffles.
Ruffles,
on the side,
sour cream, and cheddar.
Yep, 100%.
Bang. Combos, those don't count as chips. Combos
don't count
as chips.
The filled pretzels? Yeah. Those aren't chips.
Do you like combos?
They're fine.
Yeah.
They're okay.
I would take combos over Sun Chips, though.
You're a food terrorist.
9458, how do y'all feel about pizza-flavored goldfish?
I think, because it's got a nacho flavor, too. It's not just the cheddar. Sun Chips is more like a nacho cheddar Sun
Chip. Oh, I've had them.
I think it's good.
How do you feel about flavor pizza flavored goldfish?
No.
Never had them.
I'm in.
I like goldfish.
I've never tried them, but it doesn't sound great.
They're fine. Like, they're not bad at all. Like, they're pretty good. Like, it's not better than the original, but it's pretty good. This guy said Subway has the spicy pickle chips. I do not like Subway.
You don't?
Here's what I'm going to do. Ugh. I'm going to go into Subway and just buy a bag of chips. They're going to think I'm a lunatic. Has anybody ever went to Subway?
Go through the entire line.
Which kind of bread? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just here for the chips.
Anytime they offer you to move you to the front, just say, no, I'll wait. I'll wait my turn.
I'm going to do this and live stream it.
Yes.
Go through a Subway. Go through the line. I'm sorry. I'm just here for the chips. They're going to think I'm a bona fide psycho.
I went to Subway last week. Lisa wanted a sub. I was like, all right, we'll do Subway. She goes, get me a bag of the nacho cheese Doritos. Okay, cool. So I go in there, and the dude looks like he's obviously bothered that I came in. He was enjoying his phone time. And so when I asked, I go, hey, and by the way, I need a bag of the nacho cheese Doritos. And he goes, oh, we're out. And the girl that was taking her break in the corner goes, no, we're not. They're right there on the back side of the rack. I looked at you like, really?
That guy was mailing it in.
Yeah, way to be extra lazy. Now I'm going to watch everything you put on my sandwich.
Yeah.
if he's that lazy, I don't think he's going to be adding extra stuff.
Gave me the ass end of the tomato. I go, no. Let's go over to that other tray where the fresh tomatoes are. We're not doing that.
Hot take. We ordered, I'll just say it. We ordered Chipotle the other day, and we did it through the app instead of going in.
And where are the gringos?
Hey, Chipotle's not bad.
I know, but that's usually, I would find that to be.
Are you calling me a basic white girl for going to Chipotle?
Yes, that's what I'm calling you.
I won't tell you who I'm married to. It was her idea. We ordered Chipotle from the app.
Okay.
Hot take. I think that they give you less food when you order from the app.
No question.
When you order from the app, they do not give you as much food. Why? Because I think when you're going through the line, you're their supervisor.
It's peer
you're
pressure.
Watching That's them right. load That's your right. bowl. Yeah. We got a bowl. Watching you load their bowl. Or
well, you know, too.
They're loading your bowl.
You know who's famous for that, too, is flower shops. Flower shops, if you're in, you go in to get your flowers. They're going to make sure they're the freshest. They're going to make sure they give you everything. Like, the where they make their killing is they take care of, they get rid of the flowers that are literally fading.
Yeah.
Whenever funerals or people call in from out of town and say, send the flowers to this residence or whatever.
Makes sense.
You get the ass bottom.
Makes sense. Like, if you can keep an eye on them. Keep an eye on them. You're gonna get more ROI. 3209. It's a crime to put Funyuns on any top 10 list. Delete your account. Why is everyone sleeping on the classic greasy Lays? I like greasy Lays. They're just not in my top 10. Like, they're good. They're better than Sun Chips, but they're not in my top 10.
Yeah, they're not in my top 10 either.
I like them.
I would rather have just regular Ruffles.
Chili cheese Fritos. Yeah, I would have regular Ruffles too. I like chili cheese Fritos, but again, like, that's probably my top 30,
mm-hmm.
but not anywhere near my top 10. And apparently, Jersey Mike's also has those spicy pickle.
Jersey Mike's is good.
It is good. Yeah. So I can actually get a full sandwich there. But I think it'd be funny to go to Subway and just get the bag of chips. I might do that. All right. Let's get to what we originally had planned. Stop the fear mongering. The Astros rotation is going to be just fine. 713-780-ESPN. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. You know what goes good with savory? Gentle Ben pairs with everything, though. It's a great pleasure of mine to tell you about Gentle Ben for a variety of reasons. At the top of that list, I believe what I say. Gentle Ben is the best. The vodka, best in the state. The gin, best in the market. Or the bourbon, the double platinum winner at the prestigious Ascot Awards. Gentle Ben uses their innovative, revolutionary technology that eliminates impurities for the cleanest, smoothest spirits you will ever taste. One of the impurities it eliminates are the heavy alcohols. Kind of like the stuff you use to clean up a cut. That's not going to be in your Gentle Ben. It's smooth. It's clean. It eliminates the burn. Don't labor through your drink. Enjoy it. Savor it. You can do that with Gentle Ben. Head to the Gentle Ben tasting room. Stop at your favorite liquor store. Pick up a bottle today. Ask for it the next time you're at the bar or at your favorite restaurant. Head to GentleBen.com to learn the incredible story. And now you can order Gentle Ben straight from the website. Go to GentleBen.com, have the vodka, have the gin, have the bourbon delivered straight to you. You don't have to even lift a finger. You can find it at Minute Maid Park. You can find it at the Toyota Center as well. Gentle Ben, you'll love what's not in it.
Now back to the Killer Bees.
What's he saying about bees?
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I don't know. He said he was, like, protecting the hive.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's your resident beekeepers, Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Sadly, Jason Statham was unavailable.
I'm a beekeeper.
That was Blanker's why is Brian not here? Wrong answers only. We did that yesterday with Brian. Not here yesterday.
Jason Statham related.
What was he? He was watching a Jason Statham marathon.
I politically correct said just a white tank top and boxers.
Thanks for asking why
white tank top.
I didn't today.
I love
but BMAC wasn't here.
I love that you made it.
So
very
I gave him the explanation.
Do you have any tank top? White tank tops?
I don't. No.
It's unfortunate.
Is it?
We had
really, you come up here in a white tank top?
We had a visual. Yeah.
Congrats on that.
Talking chips does numbers, man.
Oh, like, my God.
People are going
Can I tell
crazy
you the other one
with
that
the
does?
Chips. What's that?
Favorite cereals.
Yeah.
People go None nuts.
Hot take, I'm not a big cereal lover.
Yeah.
Like, there's my favorites, Cocoa Pebbles. Some cereals are good. I never eat cereal. Like, I don't buy cereal.
I don't anymore. But there was a time, especially growing up, too, I was a big cereal fan.
I never got – yeah, this is probably going to offend a lot of people out there. I too, never buy cereal, but if I do, I eat it plain. I don't even put it in a bowl with
really?
Milk.
Really? That is kind of weird. I put Lone Star beer in my cereal. It keeps me alive.
Oh, yeah.
You don't put a little Gentle Ben in there?
That's in the evenings.
I know you're trying to make a reference for the song.
In
but
the evenings,
the,
I do.
Okay.
Anytime I talk about cereal, I say that. I probably have beaten that dead horse. I'll buy a box of Cocoa Pebbles once a year, maybe twice a year, maybe once every 2 years.
The milk is better than the cereal with Cocoa Pebbles.
For me. And sometimes they get in the way, as most kids do.
The milk is better than the cereal with the Cocoa Pebbles.
I disagree.
I love it when it makes the chocolate milk. It's, yeah.
See, I'm not. I disagree on that. Everybody needs to set. I've seen all this fear mongering going on with the Astros pitching rotation. Everybody's losing their minds. Like, and I know they've had the injuries, and I know that their recent form last regular season hasn't been fantastic. The rotation's going to be just fine. The Astros rotation's going to be just fine.
When?
The Astros are going to be just fine. And I'll double down. I'm going to stand on the table and say this. Not really. The Astros are going to win this division comfortably. The Astros are going to win the American League West comfortably.
Define comfortably.
Yeah, we've already had this discussion.
7 games.
Yeah, I think any number where you go into the last 2 weeks of the season not really worried about the division race, I think would be fine to define as comfortably.
7 games.
Yeah, I think that's a fair number for comfortably. And I think I probably agree with that. I would probably put my number closer to 5, but I overall agree with your point.
I disagree, and I think they're going to win the division. But I think it's going
to
be a nail biter.
Down
I think,
to the wire
I think
like
it might
season?
Go down to the wire. I think it might be super tight. I think that obviously everybody's just looking to go, oh, the Rangers got all these pitching problems, so it's not going to be the Rangers. So they're going to run away with it. No, because I think Seattle's still going to be hanging around. I think
Seattle's offense
what do you think about their offense, though? They have the pitchers, but
I think they got a ton of young pitchers.
Their pitching staff's fun.
Yeah, their pitching staff's great, but they have, to me, the offensive equivalent of the Rangers' starting staff.
Facts. If you could combine Seattle's pitching staff with the Rangers' offense, then you have a contender to the Astros in the American League West.
Angels,
that's how strongly I feel about the Astros.
And the Angels, not that they're going to be great. They might be better, but I just feel like one of those teams is going to be there with the Astros. I don't think it's going to be a cakewalk.
I can't. I mean, the Angels are starting, and this is part of my argument for another topic that's similar to this, but I mean, the Angels are starting Patrick Sandoval as their opening day starter. I just don't think they have the depth or the top-end talent to compete past first couple months. They're going to fall off quick.
I think the Mariners can compete for one of the wild card spots,
yeah, Mariners and Rangers both finish above 500. I think at least one of them wins 90+, but I don't think they're going to challenge the Astros over the last couple weeks of the season.
Look, I know that the Rangers offense is good. I'm bullish on the Rangers offense.
Yeah, great offense.
The Astros rotation right now, everybody's fear-mongering. Oh, it's terrible. Oh, they need to sign a pitcher for $33 million, and yes, I would have done that. The Astros rotation is still better than the Rangers rotation, and I like the Astros offense this year.
Now,
like
what if the Rangers get Jordan Montgomery?
Meh. And then now Chris Young, you said they're not going to.
Okay, I'm just thinking but, of what is meh. What is left to add.
So you're saying with a healthy DeGrom and a healthy Scherzer.
Scherzer's 50.
So is Verlander.
DeGrom gets hurt after 50 minutes.
True, but when he's not hurt, he's pretty dominant.
Verlander also isn't the most talented starting pitcher that the Astros have. Like Nathan, here's the Rangers rotation going into opening day.
Mm-hmm.
Nathan Eovaldi, I like Eovaldi.
He's good.
I wanted the Astros to sign him whenever he was a free agent. He had a 4.18 ERA last year. John Gray, actually that's his projected ERA this year. John Gray, Andrew Heaney, Dane Dunning, Cody Bradford.
Yeah, that ain't great.
That's a 70 win rotation. Now they have a 105 win offense.
Right.
That's a 70 win rotation.
Yeah,
but midway through the season, you're expecting two. Of their top of the rotation guys back.
DeGrom would be late in the year.
But
DeGrom's like close to September, and Max Scherzer was not good last year.
And the only problem with that is for the same reasons we have questions about guys like Luis Garcia and Lance McCullers Jr., there's no way you can count on Scherzer and DeGrom being actually healthy enough to finish the rest of the season once they come back.
Okay,
I mean, they're
Lance
taking
McCullers.
Time bombs.
So I would say, yeah, Scherzer and DeGrom, I think it's fair, if we're going expectations of guys you're getting back, I think it's fair to have them as equals. I think it's fair, and I think DeGrom's the best pitcher of those four, but DeGrom blows out his knee when he sneezes. Like, the guy is made of glass. So I think it's fair to have expectations of your two returning pitchers, Astros on the right-hand side with McCullers and Luis Garcia, to have equal production of Max Scherzer and Jacob DeGrom.
Yeah, I understand because DeGrom has been through so much, but when he's healthy, he's also accomplished a whole hell of a lot because he is dominant.
Best stuff for sure of those four, no
doubt. I mean,
certainly the upside of Scherzer and DeGrom is far more than what the Astros would bring back. And if they both hit the positive upside, then I think you're right. The Rangers staff with Eovaldi and a maximum upside of Scherzer and DeGrom, they're an elite starting staff, but I think the probability of that is too low for me to bet on.
DeGrom hasn't pitched more than 100 innings since 2019.
Yeah, I understand. Maybe, you know, I don't know if this one's going to – what this surgery is going to do. It's going to, you know, give him a tendency to have more problems happen, and he's just a guy that breaks down. or if this one's going to right the ship one last time for him. I don't know. And you're right. Scherzer didn't look, but Scherzer wasn't stretched out. By the time he got back in the playoffs, he was awful. He wasn't great with the Mets either. I don't know if this is going to help either guy, but I can't rely on either guy coming back and being great for the Astros either. I would think Garcia is going to be okay. McCullers gives me no faith that because of all of his injury.
And that's fair, but you can't have faith in DeGrom then. If Lance McCullers gives you no faith, then Jacob DeGrom should also give you no faith. Like, they're equals in terms of injury proneness.
Yeah.
Wheatstraw says Cody Bradford, not to be confused with Corey Bradford. I guess I screwed that up.
Ex-Packer infection.
Who's your favorite Bradford? Like, if your last name's Bradford, you're not very good at sports. 3581, how many games has McCullers pitched in the last two seasons?
Eight.
Was it eight?
Eight
he pitched eight when he came back a couple
in
years
August.
Ago.
Yeah.
And then he didn't pitch at all last year, so it's eight.
Eight. Jacob DeGrom has pitched in, he pitched six last year and 11 the year before.
So 17 to 8.
Advantage of Rangers.
Advantage to Grom.
That's a sizable difference.
Advantage to Grom on that one. Key from LA, just a friendly reminder, Dodgers first pitch is at 6 a.m. season opener. Is it that early? I didn't realize
that. Because it's in Seoul, South Korea.
Yeah, it's in
I don't
Korea.
Know the time difference. Well, do y'all?
Know, sure, no. But
there you
know,
go. Then well, why are you blaming me for not knowing the time?
Have, so wait, so these games
the
count,
number, though.
And then they come back to play more exhibition games?
Yes.
That's ridiculous. I don't like that.
I don't like that at all.
But they've done that before.
I still don't like it.
It's the first, they did it in Japan when Matsui was with the Yankees, I know.
I'll watch some of that game tomorrow.
Matsui was a running back for the Bears.
I'll watch some of that game tomorrow. I'll watch some of that. When I wake up, I'll turn that game
on. If it's on the TV, I will too. I just think that's completely out of whack to have two regular season games and then go back to spring training.
Yeah, I know that they've done it, but it is still out of whack. I would
stupid.
Agree.
Stupid. I've used the S word again.
I'm more worried about the bats. Keep seeing them score one or two runs. I know it's spring training, but it's just concerning. It'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
Altuve,
I'm not worried about the bats in that lineup.
If Altuve and Yordan are in the lineup on a daily basis, I will be cool with that.
And Tucker.
Yeah, but I'm not worried about his proneness. And he didn't miss games last year.
Right.
Like, knock on wood saying that. 1711, enough of this Astros talk. Get back to chips, buddy. That's our bad. Should have known that. My bad.
Play the hits.
0974, good show today, fellas. They're, again, with the like mean things. We want mean things.
No, you want mean
Here's
things.
Here's a mean thing. 9499, cereal milk is nasty. Agreed. It's dirty milk.
Oh, it's way better flavored than regular milk.
I don't like milk.
I'm probably
that's
wrong.
Why I said
I don't like milk.
That's why
yeah.
cereal milk is better.
Not a big milk guy. I had to when I was a kid. I had to like drink a bunch of chocolate milk to get all the what is it in it? Vitamin D.
I guess.
Yeah. You mean calcium?
Calcium is that not vitamin D?
Well, I think those are two
are
separate
those
things.
Things not the same?
Not the same
yeah,
thing.
I think they're two separate things.
Is there not vitamin D in milk?
Okay, now
no,
we're
vitamin
now
D,
we're even for the reptile
oh,
thing.
You know where there is? I don't know if that's
yes,
not, that's
we are.
Not on par.
Yes, we are.
No, you know where you get vitamin D from the sun. You do.
You get.
How did you get milk and the sun confused?
There is vitamin D in milk. I just Googled it. That's not the same as animals.
He didn't say it wasn't in there. He said they were two separate things.
Well, not only that, but.
No, I didn't say they were two separate things.
No, he did. Vitamin D and calcium. You were saying.
You asked if it was the same thing.
Yeah, it was
well,
the same thing.
I was being silly. Nah. I know that vitamin D and calcium aren't the same. I was being silly.
And I'll say, I never said vitamin D wasn't in there, but when the people talk about the benefits of milk, what they talk about is calcium.
Oh, it was definitely a botch.
Yeah.
It was definitely.
All right.
I will concede it was a botch, but me saying that vitamin D and calcium were the same thing was me being sarcastic because it was funny.
Yeah, I wouldn't say
that. Sometimes you don't pick up on
you've told me this before,
jokes.
Jeremy. I don't worry about
goodness.
It too much.
Of course, I don't think vitamin D and calcium are the same thing. 713-780-ESPN HRMP listener line 713-780-3776. All right, let's keep it with the Astros. Who are your projected stat leaders today's stat RBIs more than one
RBI.
Seven. No, it's not true. It's wrong. 713-780-ESPN. Who do you think is going to lead the Astros in RBIs? 713-780-3776. You can bet on it if you want. Head over to betus.com. I'm sure you can find some Astro props for the season. Who doesn't want to play that? But, of course, it is March Mania, and it's time, basketball bettors. Brand, I'm here to tell you all about betus.com. I only endorse one sports book and casino. That's betus.com. They've been driving to the basket for over 30 years. This year, BetUS has an epic three-pointer, a 125% sign-up bonus on your first three deposits. Not one, not two, three deposits, 125% sign-up bonus. The craziest industries bonus, 125% on those first three deposits. Plus 10% gambler's insurance, and there's even more. BetUS accepts crypto and is offering a massive 200% crypto sign-up bonus. Gambler's insurance and crypto, you don't see that everywhere. March Mania basketball can get even more exciting with their live in-game betting. It's also a blast to check out their casino after the game, a little blackjack, where you can get a 250% casino bonus. Get started by visiting BetUS.com or give them a call at 1-800-MYBETUS to learn all about their bonuses and special offers. BetUS, where the game begins.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
It's that time again, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, sixth annual Bracket Madness presented by DraftKings of the Golden Nugget, supported by Houston Powder Coaters. We'll be giving away tons of prizes, over $50 each. Prizes include a gift basket from Gentle Ben, valued at $200. $50 gift cards to Star Pizza, which we have our March Madness bet. Loser pays the winner Star Pizza, the buffet on a Tuesday. East River 9, Republic Boot Company, much, much more. Head to ESPN975.com under the promotions tab, register for free, and catch us broadcasting live at Wakefield Crowbar Wednesday, Carbach Brewing Company Thursday, and the Knicks Place Friday. So the ESPN975 getting on the road. But you can win all those prizes, and you literally do not have to pay a nickel. Like, why wouldn't you do that? Why? I mean, you're lazy bones if you don't do that. Go fill out a bracket. You can win all of these prizes, and you don't have to pay a dime. You're lazy bones if you don't do that. There's no other way to describe it. It's literally free,
you're a basketball,
and you can win
part-timer.
All of these prizes.
Yeah, you're not a big-time college basketball fan if you don't do something like that.
I mean, 90% of the people that fill the brackets aren't college basketball fans.
But still.
It's a fun thing to do.
But you have a chance to win.
They're lazy
people,
bones,
right, but
they don't
90%
do
of the people that fill out brackets in the office pool aren't college basketball fans.
That's what
they
I'm saying.
Do that,
that's
and
what
they
I'm
pay
saying.
Money. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is, you can win up $200 of Gentle Ben, $50 at Star Pizza. I mean, that'd pay for our lunch bet easily. Like, three or four times it'd pay for our lunch bet because the buffet deal is extremely affordable and delicious and get huge bang on your buck. 713-780-ESPN. Who's going to lead the Astros in RBIs? So, we're doing all these stat categories. We're doing it when we're all here. Do we have to do two today to double down, start catching up a little bit?
Yeah, we could do two today.
I think we need to do two today. I'll be gone tomorrow. I'll be back Thursday, Friday.
How do I get butt last on the first and the second one?
That's a mess up there. I think you're supposed to have second.
Yeah, that's what
I'm supposed to have third. Yeah. So I'm first in RBIs. Blankers will be first in stolen bases.
Yay.
Okay, so I'm going to go. I mean, all these play the same. They're all the same point. Do we have the same Star Pizza bet on this one, too? We love Star Pizza. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go. This is a tough one for me.
You just put me twice for stolen bases.
My head's in other places. I can't do two things at once. I'm ACD. I'm ADHD.
ACDC.
I put OCD and ADHD together. That's how ADHD I am. I'm going to go with Kyle Tucker to lead the Astros in RBIs. In a more RBI spot. Doesn't miss games, knock on wood. The other guy, Yordan, does. So give me Kyle Tucker to lead the team in RBIs.
Well, I'm going with the big man. That's Yordan is going to hit a lot of bombs. He's going to stay healthy. He's going to play 51 games minimum in left field.
Start and 51 going, games in left
yes,
field.
He's going to do that too.
Start.
And he's going to knock in a bunch.
He's going to start 51, not play in. Start.
Right. He's starting 51 games in left field.
All right, so the obvious two are off the board, but this actually fits into a cash or trash that I had a few weeks ago. So I'm going to go with Alex Bregman, who right now we're all expecting to hit in the three hole. That seems to be what the Astros are going to do. So sandwich between Yordan and Kyle Tucker, Altuve obviously right in front of him too. I think he's going to have plenty of RBI chances.
You want this hot take?
Go ahead.
8410. Abreu leads the team in RBIs, also a top three candidate for AL MVP. That's a hard
that's
take.
A hot that's
super.
Take.
That's roasting. I'll trash the second part of it.
He's
got to
stay healthy
see
for
him.
It.
If he, I could see him being up there with RBI,
even in a bad season last year, he had about 90, didn't he? So I guess it's not the worst take I've ever heard, but it's pretty hot.
Dusty was
did he have 90?
Hell-bent in keeping him in the cleanup
spot.
Yeah,
I think he opportunity, check, but it was close to 90.
Opportunity. I mean, he was in the cleanup spot for a majority
that's
of the
true.
Year. 8410 says RBI. It's not. It's not that way.
Team RBI, thank you for having my back.
Team wrong. 2787, I think Tucker is finally going to have a monster season. Money is on Tucker to lead the team in RBIs, so he's got me in more ways than one. I'll tell you what. Can we bookmark text? How do you do that? How do you bookmark a text? I'll just take a screenshot of it.
By the way, exactly 90 last year.
Good just call.
Look at that. Look at that recall. That's why you're the best in the business. That's why you're talent. The only producer that I've ever called talent.
That's why you should come out to LaBerge on Saturday. Come
there
see
you go.
Us.
There you go.
Not Jeremy, because he'll be busy.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so.
8410. If a Jose Abreu does both of those things, if Jose Abreu leads the team in RBIs and he has a top three AL MVP finalist, top three AL MVP vote, I will buy you a bottle of Gentleman.
Wow.
Whatever kind you want. Because that is a hot take. I like hot takes. I'm a fan of hot takes.
You're buying the person that said that?
Yeah. If he's right about that, I feel safe that I'm not going to have to buy
it. Buying it or getting it?
I'll buy it. Okay. I'll buy it. I don't ask for handouts. I buy things.
Yeah, but they give them to you anyway.
I don't ask for them.
I know.
I will buy. Whenever I buy somebody a bottle, I buy them a bottle. So yeah, if you get that hot take right, I'm going to buy you a bottle. 80810. Here's a hot take. You say hot take way too much. You're right. That is a hot take. Cause I don't say that all that much. 3338. People are dumb. It's RBIs. The plural of run batted in. Tucker has the most. There you go. All right. Let's get to stolen bases now. Blankers has the first pick in stolen bases. See, this one's a little bit easier because stolen bases, you can kind of predict much better than RBIs, I think. Who are you going with, Blankers, to lead the team in stolen bases?
This is so tough because...
isn't it a two-person conversation?
Yes, probably.
And Jeremy has the third pick?
Yes.
I like that.
Why are you picking on me today?
I don't know.
Man.
It was right there.
Yeah, I'm punting on this one, basically.
Yeah, basically.
Maybe not, but...
Martin Maldonado.
No.
My choice is easy because I have the other one, or whichever one Joel doesn't take.
Well, I'm taking the guy that I can't stand to watch in center field.
Ooh. Oh, that's not who I thought you were going to say.
I'm going to go for I just based on his spring, I'm going to put him in there and say Jake Myers.
All right. I think it's an awful pick.
Okay.
He doesn't steal bags.
Okay. Well, since I have the 101 now, I will go with Kyle Tucker.
Thank you for picking Jake, though. I appreciate that.
I'm trying to be supportive. I think he's going to have a breakout year. I'm hoping it.
This is the big moment. Listen, hold on. Let's give credit to Joel. He went from not wanting Jake Myers be on this team to now predicting him to win a category.
Yeah, I'm starting to be more hopeful.
He's coming around. Yes. He's acknowledging Jake Myers.
See, I think Tucker's going to win this going away. I think Tucker's the only one.
To me, it was Tucker Altuve. That was my thought.
But Altuve's a horrible base runner.
Yeah, but he still ends up with
20 plus.
Altuve's worse going like first to third or trying to score from second. He's worse on trying to take extra bases than he has stolen bases. Stolen bases, he's actually pretty good.
I should have taken the slam dunk, but I just feel like if he's going to be in center field and he's got speed, I'm going to go.
No, I'm happy that you.
I know you're happy with it.
No, well, you've come this far. You're acknowledging Jake Myers.
I think you can throw Chaz into the mix.
I thought Chaz too.
Yeah, Chaz could steal 20.
I think you can throw Chaz into the mix, but I'm going to go Jose Altuve here. He stole 14 last year and only played in 90 games. I think he's the only one that could somewhat come close to Kyle Tucker.
He's done it before. He's had seasons north of 30 multiple times. So
been a while, though.
It has been a while, but it's in his bag. It's in his bag.
I'm not sure it is.
Well, you just said 14 in half a season.
90.
Okay.
Still. I don't think he's got 30 stolen bases in his bag anymore.
He's got 20 plus in
his bag. I think he's got 20.
Depending on the variable.
Here's another thing.
I think I'm mad at myself. I threw this one away.
Yeah, you did. You really did. You flushed this one down the toilet.
Yeah, I did.
Tucker was the slam dunk. You know what kind of hurts Altuve's stolen bases this year? Is Jordan hitting behind him. Because if Jose Altuve's at first base.
That's a good point.
And Jordan's up. Now, he can still base whenever he's not up, you know, if he gets out or whatever.
Right.
But if Jose Altuve's at first base and Jordan Alvarez is in the box, I never want him running.
Yeah.
I never want him to try to steal second.
Because of distraction of the batter's eye? Or why would
No, because I want the right side of the infield open.
Can I get a redo?
I want the right side of the infield. I want the first baseman holding the runner on instead of Altuve trying to steal second.
The longer this conversation goes, the more regret that I have.
That was not a good pick.
I need a redo.
No redo. There's no mulligans. All right, so Blank got Myers. Let's lock that in. Brian and Tucker. I'm going to go without. I think Brian easily wins that one, though. That one's going to be
a giveaway.
We'll do more of these on Thursday, more of these on Friday. Do you think anybody has a chance to unseat Kyle Tucker as the stolen base king?
Shut your mouth. I don't need to keep hearing about it.
Who went second in our draft? 713-780-3776. Also, what are you nominating for the car wreck of the day? Who deserves the nom for the car wreck of the day? 713-780-3776. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN
92.5. You all right?
My leg is broken. The ball's coming through.
Let me see. Ah! Give me your phone, you prick. Where's my money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
Time now for our car wreck of the day. What are you nominating? 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. What is the car wreck of the day? 713-780-3776. Blankers, why don't you lead us off?
Yeah, why don't I? I'll just own it now.
You going to nominate yourself?
I'm going to nominate myself for picking Jake Meyers for the stolen base leader of this team.
Well, if you didn't, I think Jeremy and I both would have.
I think the text line already was lined up doing it as well, so I might as well just own it and accept it.
Yeah, the text line is lighting you up about it.
Oh, I'm aware.
They are lighting you up about the...
I deserve it.
Fair. You do. You really do.
You shut up. I'll take it.
I said it right away.
Yeah.
I said it right away. I'll nominate the 49ers. They made a payroll error. Yesterday was a Premier League team, and now it's the San Francisco 49ers. They made a payroll error, which will cost them a fifth-round pick in 2025, and this year's fourth-round pick has been dropped four spots. What kind of payroll error are you doing? Are you trying to, like, set the fraction of the decimal a little bit? Are you trying to move the decimal so you're stealing pennies a transaction?
Is this like the Cuban deal where, remember for a while when Mark Cuban was looking to get advantages to get free agents? He said, not only will I sign you to like a four-year, $20 million deal, I'll give it to you all up front so that you can put it in the bank and get interest and actually make more than that.
I don't know. The payroll error? Maybe. It probably had something to do with the salary cap. Probably changed the salary cap around. But I'm going to nominate the 49ers. Brian, do you have a nominee?
I'd like to nominate the other host in the studio for his not knowing what's in milk. Earlier in the show.
I was right.
Not the benefit of drinking milk, but at least not the main benefit. Yeah, but it's being overshadowed because Joel topped you.
I'm going to own this one. That's why I got a couple others.
That's why I love working with Blankers.
Because he outdid you.
Okay. You've won more than me.
What do you got?
I got a couple. One, Isaiah Thomas wants Stephon Marbury in the Hall of Fame, said he's brought it up before, he's pushing for it again.
Hold on, what?
Stephon Marbury in the Hall of Fame. Is this because of his Starberry shoes and his international appeal in China?
Well, let's keep in mind it's a basketball Hall of Fame and not an NBA Hall of Fame.
I understand that. That's how Yao got in. But at the same time, Yao accomplished a ton internationally and in the NBA. This is Stephon Marbury who created the Starberry shoe for $5 or whatever it was. Yeah. But come on, man. He was a huge disappointment in the league.
I wouldn't say disappointment.
He was still a good player.
I think he got overpaid by the Knicks and was disappointment there. But I wouldn't say his career was a disappointment.
Then he skipped out.
Overpaid New York.
Overpaid is fair, but I thought he was still a good player.
Me too.
He's not Hall of Fame. Good players don't make the Hall of Fame.
I'm with you there. No, I wouldn't put him in the Hall of Fame. But
players make the pro basketball. Right. Basketball Hall of Fame. The basketball Hall of Fame all the time.
That's the problem. All the time.
All the good players are, I think, better than Steph.
I don't think, there's a lot of dudes that get into the Basketball Hall of Fame are like, that guy's a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
Steph would be that guy, too. Or Starberry would be that guy. But
it's Steph.
Right. Starberry is what I like to call him. I wouldn't put him in my Hall of Fame.
No way.
But I've seen some really
bad
names get into the Hall of Fame.
Surface.
I shouldn't say bad. Just not Hall of Fame worthy. Hall of Fame worthy. I agree with you, but I'm just saying the Basketball Hall of Fame usually has a very, very low bar that's much, much lower
than
mine.
It is lower than, yes.
Are we much lower than mine.
I'll speak for myself. I don't even really care about the Basketball Hall of Fame at this point.
I don't care about any Hall of Fames anymore.
I still care a little bit about the other two main sports, but the bar to get into the Basketball Hall of Fame has been lowered so much. It's just like... It almost feels like the WWE Hall of Fame at this point. It's just fake.
When Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens and throw out other names aren't in the Hall of Fame, take you seriously.
No, you're right. That is totally fair.
Now, every now and then I'll get triggered and have a Baseball Hall of Fame fight with somebody, but I just don't really care that much about the Hall of Fame. Hunter Brown, this was in Chandler Rome's article today on Hunter Brown. You know what his nickname is?
Yeah, I did not know this.
Is this where you thought I was going?
Yeah.
Hunter Brown's nickname is Casino.
Since when?
Today? I first learned of it today.
I thought his name was Diesel. Nickname was Diesel.
Apparently, his nickname's Casino. I don't like the nickname.
He said why? Because of his variety of pitches go to and deal?
Yeah, yeah. Variety of pitches you can deal. I don't like the nickname.
Does the story say who gave him this nickname?
I think this was in honor of Fred Fowler, who gave him his own nickname of the Falcon. It's a self-appointed nickname.
That sounds like it might have been.
I thought I read it somewhere that it was. He gave himself the nickname.
You might have. I didn't.
That's a bad move.
But I got the feel that it was a self-appointed nickname. Yeah. I don't like it.
No.
Don't like it, Hunter Brown. You got another one?
No,
I do.
No,
go ahead.
Cal State Long Beach for firing Dan Monson, who had a winning record, 20 wins in the regular season, a .500 record in conference. They fired him, but they let him finish out the year, and then his team won the conference tournament and qualified for the NCAA tournament. You sure you don't want to reconsider?
I was thinking about that, too, the other day, or yesterday or the day before. Who are you going to get that's better?
Right.
Like, who was it? It's Cal State.
Monson, Long Beach.
Cal State, Long Beach. Who you attract? Now, that's a pretty good area. But what kind of caliber coach are you attracting there? Cal State, Long Beach.
To the LBC.
Yeah.
You're obviously attracting someone on the way up. You're not pulling a huge
Monson
name.
Had some pretty big gigs for a while, too. I mean, he's a decent name. Yeah.
Did you watch the Last Chance? I know you didn't. Did you watch Last Chance U, Brian?
I did not.
They have a Last Chance U about some junior college, like in East L.A. Hire that guy.
I played against one of the guys that was on that show, played in with us on Saturdays.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was trying to make...
It's a really good show. I think you would like it. I think you'd be a fan of it. Giving Chase Young $13 million guaranteed.
That's good.
Good one.
Dummy.
Yeah.
King of Twitch wants to nominate you,
win.
Brian.
Oh, for what?
Your interruptions. He says you interrupted us too much. I didn't notice it, but he noticed it, I guess. You get nominated again by Honey Glazed Brown and Blankers. Oh. Car wreck of the day, Blankers for putting pickles in his salad.
I forgot about that.
So what?
If it's not that, it's ketchup in his macaroni.
I don't put ketchup in my macaroni and cheese because it's all cheese. That's all the good stuff.
What did you say? I thought you said pickled chips. You meant pickles?
Yeah, the sweet and spicy pickle chips.
So not pickled. Oh, I misunderstood. I thought you meant pickled chips.
Oh, no.
Like,
no.
I think it's worse.
Okay, well, that's your opinion. It's Dan Monson, by the way, he was at Minnesota for 7 years.
Was he really?
Yep.
Oso says 49ers must not use HRMP. It's a great point.
Fact.
HRMP would not make that mistake.
Nope. Nor
they
would Laura.
Never make that mistake. 5010 says Jake Myers makes Hall of Fame for a record number of steals. So Hall of Fame car wreck of the day? We don't have those. And then Total Arlington says car wreck of the day, flaming hot anything. I think it was our chips conversation. Only flaming hot I like are the Cheetos. Anything else I don't
like. I'm not
like.
Big on the flaming hot ones. The chili cheese are better.
Yeah, that's nowhere near Flamin' Hot, though. I don't know how you got to that.
Because I like different versions of Cheetos. I just don't like that to that level of hot.
Yeah. See, Flamin' Hot Cheetos is the only one. Like, Flamin' Hot Funyuns, no. They have Flamin' Hot Doritos, no. Just the Flamin' Hot Cheetos for whatever reason. All right. Does it for us. Great work, Brian. Talented producer that he is. He's Blank. I'm Branham. I'll be gone tomorrow. You two tomorrow. And then Thursday and Friday. Wakeford Crowbar tomorrow, right? Wakefield Crowbar?
Wakefield Crowbar.
So swing on by Wakefield Crowbar, hang out with the show before us, the killer G's, and then hang out with the killer B's after that. Wakefield Crowbar, and then we'll be out on Thursday as well and Friday as well. Busy, busy week as March Madness gets started. All right, does it for us. Coming up next, Ian and Amber on ESPN Radio, followed by Hall of Fame. Goodbye, Houston.